Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The right fielder, John Wathan. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Steve Busby. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The DH, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Champ Summers. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Schottsetter. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops it up and throws to first, with Schottsetter covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Peters moves to second. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. Peters moves to third. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summers for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wathan moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Wathan moves to third. Otis moves to second. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wathan scores. Otis scores. Porter moves to third. It's 2-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White bunts towards the mound. Shot setter juggles the ball. That's an error on shot setter. Porter scores. Akins moves to second. It's 3-0, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-1 in the game. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowens. The throw from Porter and he is out, White applying the tag. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-1 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Way then strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops it up and throws to first, with Busby covering, for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-1 in the game. Trammell bunts towards third. Brett picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Brett. Trammell moves to third. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Akins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-0 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aiken scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hebner for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aiken scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summers for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins can't make a play. That's a base hit. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker bunts towards third. Brett picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Brett. Brookins moves to third. Whitaker moves to second. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brookins scores. Whitaker moves to third. It's 3-1, Royals. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Whitaker scores. Peters moves to third. It's 3-2, Royals. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peters scores. It's Royals, 3, Tigers, 3. Jeff Twitty now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trammell moves to third. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hebner strikes out. One out. Raleigh Eastwick now pitching. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Champ Summers. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Wei then settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 3. The Royals will come to bat. John Wackenfuss now playing left field. John Wei then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wei then is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wei then hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wei then. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Royals. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brookins strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to third. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Whitaker scores. Peters moves to third. It's Royals, 4, Tigers, 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kemp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 4. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. White is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 3 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss is called out on strikes. two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Tigers. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Royals, 5, Tigers, 5. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wathen strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Peters bunts towards first. Aiken scoops it up and throws to first, with white covering, for the out. Whitaker moves to second. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers 5. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Akins hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. White hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Hebner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Stegman pinch runs for Richie Hebner. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 2 in the game. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Stegman moves to second. Jim Lentine pinch runs for John Wackenfuss. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish bunts towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with White covering, for the out. Stegman moves to third. Lentine moves to second. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cowens is walked intentionally. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.